This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Metal Shop here on The Rock. I had a band drive all the way from Olympia on a weeknight, on a school night.
That's right.
They are called Primordial Atrocity. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Very awesome to have you guys here. Thanks for making the drive. Was it, you know, maybe about an hour? About an hour?
Oh, well, roughly.
With Steven's driving.
About a half hour. Okay,
no,
cool.
It was probably about an hour or so for
okay.
us.
So tell me what your name is and what you do in Primordial Atrocity.
My name is Jake. I do vocals since 2015, the band's origin.
Awesome.
My name is Krishna. I've been playing the drums since 2021 or 2020.
Cool.
2021, actually. Yes.
I'm Steven. I just joined the band, I believe, last month now. And yeah, I am rhythm guitar.
Cool.
Yeah, my name's Sean. Yeah, joined right before the pandemic, like 2019.
We've got some new members aboard this ship. We have a brand new member. So, what brought you to the dance, man? What brought you to Primordial Atrocity? I almost said Cryptoxic Mortality because you guys are playing with them. So,
the homies.
What brought you to Primordial, dude?
Craigslist, honestly.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to get the project kind of put together, like, yeah, you know, vein a high on fire kind of sort of thing.
Sure.
And then, yeah, Sean hit me up and was like, hey, I know that it's like a little outside of the realm and whatnot, but would you want to try out? Truth be told, man, the day that I showed up, I like circled the place twice and I almost didn't go because they sent me the songs and I was like very overwhelmed. I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to get this stuff down.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then, yeah, they kept asking me back and I'm like, okay, so they obviously like... They want something to do with me.
Yeah.
And yeah, so a few months later, yeah, I'm in the band now. So.
Was it a little too technical at first, where you were just like overwhelming, kind
of? Oh, yeah, man. I play a lot of meathead metal.
Okay. Yeah. Knuckle dragging metal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. That's cool, man. But you obviously made the cut and they're down. So that's cool.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Put it through the ringer.
It's been a good time, yeah.
So, Jake, let's talk about the origins of the band. Is that cool? So,
yeah.
What originally, you know, spurred the birth of Primordial Atrocity, man?
Man, I played in a band in high school that was pretty important to me. It only lasted for about a year, but it kind of left a spark in me that, okay, I definitely play music, and things changed. I was only 17 when that happened, so a few years went by, and I kind of wasn't really doing anything. I was still practicing and trying to learn how to record here and there, but it wasn't until I got a message on Facebook one day from a friend of mine that plays a lot of like kind of stoner and doom metal and stuff like that. And he said, hey, some guy moved to town. He wants to play in like death metal, deathcore, or something like that. And you're the guy. So ended up meeting up with a fella named Colt who had a practice spot available at his home. His parents were very supportive of music and they set us up in a horse stable. So this band was born in a barn. Fucking, excuse me.
It's all good.
January 2015.
Wow.
And yeah, we've just been pumping out stuff since then. I mean, we've
that's true small town, born in a barn, dude.
Exactly.
Death metal in a barn.
Our first pictures were on a John Deere tractor at midnight, so.
Wow. Hick style. I like it, dude. Yeah. Redneck death metal, kind of like straight Obituary, up. Dude. You I know? Like
yeah,
it.
There you go.
I kind of buried the lead here. They're going to be playing two shows here. The one coming up here September 9th, and that's going down at the Charleston in Bremerton. Awesome venue, run by some of the people from Generation Decline. And then Real Art September 23rd for a death metal festival. Mm-hmm. And do you have the lineup for that one?
We're coming on this one. We're looking at Back from Death, Lacabra, Neuropsychosis, Effluvia, Maneater, Infernal Realm. Looks like Four Dead Seasons, Cryptoxic Mortality, Mazaroth. From Portland, and then we have Truculence and ourselves, of course.
Wow. So again, that's going to be going down at Real Art in South Tacoma Way, 2412 South Tacoma Way. That is an awesome all-ages venue. Support them. Nonprofit, great venue, and support local death metal. It's an all-Northwest death metal showcase. So awesome. Well, so you guys, the songs that we're going to be playing, a little bit older songs, you guys working on new material, is that right?
We're honestly now performing material, a release of ahead of what we have ready to go.
Cool.
So we have some stuff in the works, and we're doing some concept work with our releases. So we have a three-part series we're working on right now.
A three-part series. That's nice, right. Dude. All right. Well, when you guys get all of that together and recorded and stuff, you guys need to come up here and unveil it.
Part two, absolutely.
That's awesome. So again, the history going back to 2015, let's go around the room and talk about how you joined up with the band. So who's next?
So I'll go next.
Yeah.
So I moved up to Washington in 2017.
From
Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah. My dad is in the military, so we were stationed in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and he got stationed up here at JB11. So we had moved up here. And then in 2018, I found this music store in Olympia called Music 6000.
Okay.
And there's this, at the time, there was this little, like, table with a binder at the front of the store. And it was just, it was blank and had a bunch of people that wrote down their name, contact information, instrument they play, just what they're looking for. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, because I've been playing drums since, you know, 2008. So
awesome.
You know, I've been in a couple of bands here and there, and I missed playing, you know, just even not even gigs, but just with a band.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, wrote my name in very big, bold letters with a Sharpie. Yeah. And I was like, my name is the most foreign name here. It's going to sound inviting. And so yeah. I wrote my name, you know, drums and contact info. And that, yeah, that was in 2018. And then I didn't hear anything until, I'd say, March of 2021, so about 3 years.
Wow.
I was at work, and some random number called me, and all it said was Sean Hawkins. And I was at work, and my boss was – I was talking to my boss at the time, and I was like, who the hell is Sean Hawkins? And she was like, I don't know. So I picked up, and yeah, it was Sean. He called me just like, hey, you know, I want to invite you out to our practice spot, you know, just to try out, see how you're, you know, how it goes and everything. And I was like, yeah, all right, cool. And I, you know, told my boss, I was so excited, you know, that, oh yeah, this death metal band, they want to have me out at their, you know, cool storage unit, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, that's cool. You say storage unit? I was like, yeah, yeah. And she's like, dude, what if they do?
Like, they are a death metal band.
Like, huh.
To be expected.
I didn't think about that. So I'm, you know, trembling on my way there. I'm like, oh God, don't do it. But yeah, I showed up, and I think I was wearing slacks and dress shoes.
This man looked like he just
You look like yeah, you just came out of work fresh out
yeah,
of work.
Yeah, I looked like a mobster. I was wearing all black, gold like a chain. Black sweater, gold chain.
He's smelling good.
Yeah.
Where do you work at?
So at the time I was working at a housing property.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And so yeah, I just went literally straight from work. I packed up my drums and then went over. And yeah, it was awesome. These guys were super inviting. I definitely didn't feel like I was gonna get killed, so
that's good.
But yeah, no, the super inviting. So that was in March, and then we played our first show together in October of that same year. But Yeah, it was awesome. Definitely a different style to what I was used to. The most recent band before them, I was in a black metal punk band.
Cool.
Definitely like tech death was something that I wasn't too familiar with, but yeah, I loved it. I loved every single minute of it.
That's awesome.
But
right on, man. Yeah. I love this origin story. And then how about you, man? How did you join the fold?
Oh yeah, it's interesting. Primordial, like I was in a local band in Olympia, a couple of them, and we would play with Primordial a bunch, and I kind of felt like Jason Newsted, like when I eventually joined the band too, because I was like a fan of the band. Sure. When I was in the band,
yeah,
still. But we played in local bands, and I was always really wanting to see them. Like there was something about Jake's voice that was unique to anything I had heard in the area, and then our friend Ben, who was the OG guitar player, there was something about the way he played that, like, they just had that sound, those two guys, and I really wanted to meet them and like play shows with them and be a part of that. And like flash forward several years later, I had kind of quit playing music for a while, and I had like some As LA Dying covers,
sure,
on my Instagram and,
yeah,
and stuff like that. And Jake had messaged me asking if something like could come around where I could just show up and play guitar for him. And they didn't have anything I could learn from except like just the recording on YouTube. So I just, that was like one of the first things I ever learned by ear was their EP. I learned it in almost 2 weeks, and then I showed up at the practice space. We were practicing in Tacoma at the time with an ex-drummer, and it went really well. Like I was able to play through like three of the songs, and then I showed up the next week and the weeks after, and I was finally able to kind of play them all. And then Ben sat me down, and he finally taught me like note for note what he was doing, so that I knew exactly what to play. But I joined in like 2019, and it was one of those things where it was like working like 5 days a week, like 9-to-5 type of job, and was kind of at my like wit's end about like my life not being where it wanted to be. And
sure,
I have a lot of passion, and I've kind of funneled all of that into this band. And
awesome.
At that moment in time, when
y'all need something like that.
Yeah. At that moment in time, like I didn't necessarily know that like this band was going to be a part of my life like it is now, but I knew that I needed to surround myself with had passion for this style of music, but not only that, just like passion for like this art style. So like
passion for anything.
Yeah, man. I mean,
really?
Yeah. So
I mean, you gotta be around passion.
Now like this band is like fully encompassing of like my creative abilities, and it's something I think about all the time. And
that's cool.
And
you were a fan.
And I was a fan, and I still am a fan of what we have yet to do. And
that's killer.
Yeah, I love being a part of this band, man. It's a huge part of my life and happiness, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's so cool. Well, you know, I'm glad I could have you guys up here to talk a little bit about this. We're going to play a song right now called Autophagy. It dates back to, when was this recorded, Jake?
Not to be that guy, but the song Autophagy Induced Insomniacs.
Okay, sorry. Autophagy Induced Insomniacs.
We just gave it the short name because there's a lot of words.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time for that, so... no, but this song was one of the first ones we wrote. However, it was kind of maybe the fourth or fifth song we wrote. So it was kind of like, all right, this is going to be what we try to go for now.
Yeah.
A little more fast paced, a little more bouncing around tempos and just kind of being spastic with it. So this is when we were like, okay, we want to go the technical direction. And we dropped a single back in 2016, I believe, was the first thing we ever dropped.
Cool, man. Well, if this is a sign of the things to come, we're in good hands. So, here in Metal Atrocity, and we'll be back with more from them here on Metal Shop. What's up, it's a zombie.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Primordial here on Metal Shop. They're going to be playing a couple shows here. One over in Bremerton across the water at the, what was it called?
The Charleston.
The Charleston. Awesome venues. That's September 9th. And then they're also going to be playing at Real Art in Tacoma at a big-ass death metal bash. A ton of Northwest bands. It's going down September 23rd. And tickets are available now for that. And you can go to the Real Art website. You can buy tickets from them, pre-order them and whatnot. I gotta ask, like, what got you into heavy music, you know, because it's not the most accessible style of music, you know, not everyone was born with a freaking Behemoth CD, you know, like, what got you into underground music? Jake, let's start with you. What got you into heavy music?
Man, I had a pretty interesting start out. My grandmother raised me up from the time I was three, so
yeah.
My exposure to music was about 90% Christian and, like,
yeah.
Pop music and stuff, and yeah. Then the rest.
Granny tried to raise you right, Jake.
You know, I will say she did a damn good job.
So. Yeah.
No, but she also turned me on to, like, the classic oldies. Like, I remember specifically she had this one CD. It was the best hits of Billboard's Top 100 or something from 1964.
Okay.
And there was just a bunch of classics on there. I mean, like, I love some of the Righteous Brothers and, like, the Drifters and some of that really classic old stuff, the
yeah.
sing-songy stuff, but I don't know. That was kind of how far it went for a while until I was about maybe 11 or 12 years old, starting to hear about weird things. I didn't really know any bands. I just knew I liked had heavier guitar in it. But a friend of mine that I got into skateboarding with, his older brother caught us listening to Judas Priest one day.
And, nice.
You know, no disrespect. I have none of that for anything before us. But he was like, oh, that's not what you need to listen to. And he gave us a copy of Shadows Are Security by Azalea Dying.
Okay.
And The Fall of Ideals by All That Remains.
Wow.
And that album specifically is literally, that's pretty much everything for me. That's why I felt like I needed to do this and why there was something in this music that I had to pursue. Something about the way that Philip Labonte's vocals were on that track, both cleans and distorted, and the band itself. I love every aspect of that band, and I think that's one of the greatest albums of all time, honestly.
Wow. Okay.
I'll put that down.
So, Azalea Dying and got you into it, right?
Just kind of took me to a new level. And then I guess once I heard Suicide Silence, I do have some of Mitch's lyrics tattooed on my arm.
Wow.
And I even have my Rest in Peace Trevor shirt on right now.
Yes.
So those bands were basically what put me into the level of, okay, I want to do this kind of music.
Absolutely.
I want this style of aggression, and I'll try to look like that one day, but I need more tattoos.
Yes. Nice.
That's pretty
man.
Much it for me, man.
Awesome. Right on. And what about you, man? What got you into heavy music?
Yeah, so when I started playing the drums, I was living in Trinidad in the Caribbean. That's where my family's from.
Wow, okay.
And so I started playing the local music there. You know, it's called chutney, and then there's one called soca. So I started playing music there, and I enjoyed it, but I always wanted to play something a little more difficult, you know, a little bit more
sure.
challenging.
Yeah.
And my dad, he was crazy. He used to, you know, carve coffins out of wood.
Wow.
And, you know, like, hang them from his ceiling in his bedroom and, you know, light stuff on fire, you know. And so he was, like, that kind of metalhead, you know.
Well, you see, your dad was a metalhead.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So dad was a metalhead, and he was, you know, listening to, I mean, anything under the sun he could get his hands on in Trinidad. And a big thing for him was he was a huge Metallica fan.
Awesome.
Like, for him, that he will go down as, like, Metallica's the best band ever. That's him.
Okay.
And so one of the first albums I ever heard was the Black Album.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing, you know, and he would always say, hey, play the Sandman bit again. So I would just play the opening Tom part from Sandman,
yeah,
and
yeah.
And he loved that, you know. And then the first CD he ever got me actually was Limp Bizkit's Chocolate Starfish and okay. the Hot Dog Flavored
Water. There you
water.
Go, yep.
And, yeah. Yeah. And I love that CD, man. That album is awesome. But yeah, just hearing that and then just progressively listening to heavier and heavier music, you know, went from, you know, nu metal to, you know, heavy metal, then,
yeah.
you know how it goes.
Yep.
And then, yeah, just, you know, getting into bands. So we moved from Trinidad and we moved to Houston. And then that was, you know, I started getting into music more. And then when I moved to Alaska when I started high school there, that's when I started playing in actual like high school band and playing in other bands.
Dude, you've lived everywhere.
Playing up there. I mean, you get a lot of black metal bands up there because, I mean, it's gloomy most
yes,
of the year up there.
Absolutely.
You know? But yeah, it was just for me, especially for being a drummer, I was always drawn to just obviously heavier rhythms or more complicated rhythms, things that just sounded cool. You know, I mean, I think everyone likes something that sounds cool. But for me, it was always, you know, like the band Death was a huge influence on me.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I heard Scavengers of Human Sorrow, that first drum riff that he does, that immediately was like, oh, I want to do that. That's like, whatever he's doing, I want to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely that was a huge influence on me. But yeah, it was my dad showing me all his weird music at the time. Like, what is this, Slayer? What is this? What's
nice?
What's an Iron Maiden? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
What is an Iron Maiden?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. But yeah, that's.
Can you carve me one out of wood, Dad?
Please? Yeah. Can come on. PVC Iron Maiden, please.
And how about you, man?
Oh man, mine starts with like honestly the earliest on is like Stevie Ray Vaughan. My dad
cool.
got me onto like
yeah.
that, and
yeah.
then like classic rock. I was obsessed with AC/DC for a long time, and then yeah, as the progression went on, it just got like heavier and heavier. Like, oh man, I remember getting into like nu metal for a little bit, mm-hmm. and then when it really started taking off was when I like moved out here and really started figuring out about like stoner metal and all that. And then even then, actually, I was still in Ohio. I found out about like Red Fang and
yeah.
like, oh man, all these crazy bands. High on Fire, Sleep, Warish, which if you don't know Warish, look them up. That's actually one of Tony Hawk's kids.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, Riley nice, Hawk. Yeah. They're amazing. Yeah, and I, like, of course I love like Cannibal Corpse and more like classic death metal kind of stuff like that. And I never, I'm really sort of in a huge expansion process right
yeah.
now joining this band, not only with playing, but with what I'm listening to now.
Yeah.
Like, I never really listened to Fallujah until I started hanging out with these guys
yeah.
and played a show with them.
That's
and
awesome.
And also, yeah, the Zenith Passage, they're amazing. So yeah, I've been really taking a deep dive anymore.
Yeah.
Into
just expanding your horizons. Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah,
broadening
it's
everything.
Amazing, yeah. So that's basically been The progression of it, yeah. Just painful dad rock into...
yeah.
I had to do a lot of finding it myself, yeah.
Soul surging.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool,
yeah.
man. And how about you, man?
Yeah.
What was your tiptoe into rock and
yeah,
heavy
it was,
music?
Yeah, it's kind of similar to Jake and Steven. Kind of, I was also kind of raised by my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was very Christian music and stuff,
yeah.
stuff like that, which, yeah, I liked at the time. And then I remember, yeah, just one day... I was like going to the casino like when I was like 8 years old and
mm-hmm.
My uncle was dropping off my cousin and like Thunderstruck played in the truck.
Yeah.
And like I had never heard guitar like that. And like I got literally like an Angus Young out like got
okay.
the jacket, the shirt, the shorts,
yes.
the hat. I still have it. Yeah.
And that's incredible. You gotta play
I got
it on stage.
The fit.
Wear it
and
on stage.
Halloween's coming up.
After that, I had discovered like if you can imagine like your most like mom and pop like grocery store.
Yeah.
We have this store in Olympia called Ralph's Thriftway. They had this like little tree of CDs for sale and they had this like greatest hits by Judas Priest called Prisoners of Pain. And like I listened to it and just hear Metal Gods and like as soon as I heard that, like that was just everything to me. It just became an elitist almost, like all the new wave of British heavy metal, like all just 80s metal still to this day is like just kind of my hallmark for music.
Yeah.
And then I got into thrash and like everything like kind of just evolved normally. And then I just remember like when I first really got into like core music, I was at Mayhem Festival like when I was a freshman in high school or something.
Yeah.
And as I was playing and like Whitechapel was playing, mm-hmm. and I was finally getting exposed to like that for the first time. And then that became like the new pinnacle of like what I really was into. And
yeah.
Then, I think that was how I got into it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'd love to hear that. That's cool.
So. I think that's the biggest thing is just like whatever made you go, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
I need more of that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, one of these shows you're going to be playing is really just such a lot of these bands are institutions in the Northwest, Effluvia and Truculence and you guys and La Cabra is awesome. So this is going to be going down at the Real Art on September 23rd, but just the idea of, you know, a local showcase. We're talking about Northwest metal here. What's your favorite Northwest metal bands of all time? And it could be bands that you're playing with these days or, you know, bands that really kind of paved the way. So,
yeah, start like we did before, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, there's not enough time in the world for me to go over this because I'm like, I'm a really big fan of local music, and I try to collect a bunch of merch. Like, I have all the homies' shirts and hats and all that. And I don't know. I mean, just to name a few, and I won't lie, I'm going to tiptoe over that Oregon border and grab a couple Portland bands,
sure.
too, because Four Dead Seasons are the homies. They're a fantastic hardcore kind of, like, I would say deathcore-esque. They're not a regular deathcore-sounding band, but very heavy, two steps. I mean, fantastic people. And they've been doing it for a long time, just came back recently. And then you mentioned Hangman's Park. I absolutely love that band.
Yeah.
Those are some of my favorite people. And
you're featured on one of the songs?
I am, that's right, on the Concrescence from their last release. A lot of people may not know this, but I had a pretty bad dental situation for many years. And Max's dad, upon the first time I met Hangman's Park, he approached me and asked what he could do to help me with that. So
is he a dentist?
What's that?
Is he a dentist?
He's not a dentist. He's just somebody who wanted to help me out. And he went way out of his way and set me up with some people and got me connections. And I was able to get a full set of dentures.
Wow.
Really, I didn't pay anything.
Did you have pretty gnarly mess up teeth?
Oh, it was bad. I mean, a lot of people assumed I was doing a lot of hard stuff. I couldn't get jobs. Like, I had issues with it. And it was just bad genetics and poor hygiene for a few years towards the end of my teens. But now I'm sitting here with Pearly Whites, and I'd like to say thank you to Phil Davis for that one. So
that's amazing.
Shout out to
that's
Hangman's
awesome.
Park. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I love those guys. And then one more.
That's a game changer.
Oh, yeah. I got to shout out my hat to the Boise scene. We played a show over in Boise. There's a couple bands out there, Texas Ketamine, Barn, and Brutalism, to name a few. They're like, I think their oldest members maybe like 25 or 26.
Wow.
And they are some of the most talented kids I've ever met. You definitely need to check them out.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Those guys are cool.
Right on.
Yeah, for me, honestly, I really enjoy No Living Witness. They're a local band.
Yeah, from Olympia.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great band.
I mean, one of the last shows that we played with them, and just that was the first time I ever
Shout out to
them.
Sam.
Yeah.
Sam did the layout for our EP, by the way.
Cool. Yeah. that was the first time I ever saw them live, and I was completely blown away. I mean, I'm a huge fan of, you know, bands like Zenith Passage, and seeing them, it was really reminiscent of that, and I was completely blown away. He shouted out Hangman's Park and Four Dead Seasons. I love those guys. Infernal Realm is another one that I really enjoy. Shout out to homie Zach.
Yeah,
I mean, he keeps sending me his lyrics, and he's like, "Dude, you think this sounds cool?" And I'm like, "Yeah, man, don't worry, trust me, it sounds cool." You
know? That's funny.
They're awesome. They're absolutely awesome. I personally really like that style of music. I mean, their drummer's phenomenal.
Chris Craven.
Yeah, I mean,
Oxygen Destroyer, shout out.
Those guys are awesome.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I know you already shouted them out, but Hangman's Park, man, that that jazz metal that they got going on, I mean, that is, you know, I was in jazz band and you know, hearing some of those, you know, 60s jazz riffs. I mean, it's just awesome. I love those guys.
Cool.
But that's for me.
How about you, Matt?
I got to shout out Infernal Rome as well, because they blew me away when I saw them. And then Verada, they're actually from saw them not too terribly long ago. We played with them. I dig them a lot. Who was the other one? Oh, yeah, I bought some gear off of a band called Autophagy.
Mm-hmm.
And we traded EPs, and I really like them. They're from Portland, actually.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to go down south the border there to the two. And then, I'll do another one just High on Fire, because, damn it, they're in Portland. Why not?
There you go. Nice.
They're my biggest influence, so, yeah.
Shout out to Matt Pike, yep.
There you go.
And how about you, man?
Yeah, I don't think my answer is going to be any different from the other dudes. Definitely, yeah, like everyone in Hangman's Park.
Oh, yeah.
Love those guys. And yeah, Four Dead Seasons and Infernal Realm, too. Yeah, those guys, those are all really good bands that I think anyone would not be disappointed to go see. In terms of, like, at least for me, Northwest bands, I think Queensryche was the biggest bands that changed it for me, because that took that, like, 80s... like metal and like made it progressive, and when it comes to my guitar playing, it like took it to another level in thinking of like what I could do sonically, and then also like how I could structure my own music.
Yeah.
And still to this day I listen to them, and I'm very excited about that band.
Awesome. Yeah, man. Right on. Yeah, and their new stuff's great, man.
Yeah.
New singer is badass. So.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right on, guys. Well, okay, so before we go into this last song here, what's the who do you want to shout out and thank while you got the mics here at KISW?
I would love to shout out my mom and dad and say,
awesome,
what's up. I love you both. And my grandma, because she's fantastic and she raised me upright, and she might smack me if I don't.
There you go.
Yeah, anybody who loves and gives us any support, generosity, you mean the world to me, and I'd give you a hug if you were here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to shout out my grandpa because they were the ones that bought me my first drum kit. It was a Rockwood 5-piece.
Nice.
And man, that snare was the worst snare ever, but I cranked that, man, and it was awesome. It sounded like a slam band.
Nice.
Shout out to them. I wanted to shout out my mom and my siblings and my fiance for just being just complete supporters of me and music and just everything I've done. And also final shout out to all these guys in this band, and just these guys have just been completely supportive of me and push me to be better every day. Even when I think I'm really good, they're like, you could be better. And I'm like, yeah, no, you're right.
You
exactly. So yeah,
awesome.
definitely shout out to them.
Right on.
Yeah, gotta shout out mom and dad, of course.
Yeah.
They're biggest supporters, besides my sister, who's probably definitely the bigger supporter. And then, yeah, all of my friends and anybody who's pushed me to keep going and do the damn thing. Yeah.
Cool. Right on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shout out Ben John. We love you, man, and definitely wish you were here right now. Shout out to Noping. Shout out to Yog Dogs. And shout out to my mom for sure, because, yeah, I love my mom.
We got one more, too. I got to say shout out to the homie Jeff and James. They come to most of our practices, mm-hmm, and they're just really good homies. And James, specifically, is not even a death metal guy, and he comes to almost every single one of our shows.
Okay.
So, good friends, love those
It
guys.
All started in a barn.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go, right?
Yep.
Cool, we're going to go into Gender Bender again September 9th at the Charleston over in Bremerton, and then September 23rd at Real Art.
That's right.
Guys, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
thanks for having us, Kevin.
Yeah,
we appreciate you.
Very stoked on this. Thanks. Let's go into it. It's Gender Bender, Primordial Atrocity here on Metal Shop. Yeah.
Fire!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.